I mean, I'm going to blame the superstition of we either crash or win in the pink car. So, I don't know where the next one is that we run this one, but I'm tightening my belts. Because we are betting 1,000 on that theory.
All right. Well, we are now joined by our race winner, Austin Sindrick, in the number 22 Team Penske Ford. We will get right into questions for Austin, and we'll kick things off with Dustin Albino right down here.
Dustin Albino, JSki.com. Austin, what were you thinking when the 66 ran out of fuel right in front of you?
Well, I thought he was going to run the apron, and then he didn't have the capacity to do so. And, yeah, that was obviously almost worst-case scenario, to be honest, with a three-second lead, just trying to manage that, trying to manage my temps and my gap. And obviously we just had enough. I felt like lap traffic was fairly respectful to us. So all in all, I can't do too much complaining. Circumstances, and if you would have been 50 yards ahead, it would have been a big deal. But, you know, it all works out, made it a more exciting race, made me tense up a little bit more, but that's racing. Thank you.
Any other questions? Oh, right here. Perfect.
Austin, I just got a question. So what is it, Shane Hector from WBGO Sports. What was you thinking when about Ty Gibbs coming in second place? Is it trying to push you hard to try to get you out of place?
Well, that's certainly his job. You know, he got gifted a three-second buffer, and it's his job to do something with it. So I think he did everything he could. I think he ran a great race. I felt like our strategy was a little bit better, fairly evenly matched throughout the day, I would say, in clean air. So, like I said, just tried to manage my stuff and my gap, and obviously it worked out for us in the end.
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times-Tribune. Austin, can you talk a little bit about the pit strategy coming in when you did in that stage, so that, you know, when things cycled around, you'd be out front?
No, it's total execution, and obviously that's on the pit crew, that's on Brian, that's on me getting good restarts. Obviously, starting 13th really opened up our strategy, making our way inside the top five under green. So I feel like everyone just really executed well today and made that strategy possible, and obviously optimized it in every facet. So. Really proud of the effort. You know, pit crew guys did a great job today. Those guys are improving every week, and I feel like there's a lot of confidence in that group. So proud of them, proud of Brian, and proud of this whole 22 team bringing that fast of a race car.
All right, we'll take our next one from Zach Sterniolo.
Zach Sterniolo with Front Stretch. Austin, last year in this race, if I recall correctly, you had a super fast car. Ended up getting wrecked out. To win this year, this time around, do you feel like there's any redemption, just to make sure that you guys check this one off the list?
Absolutely. This is one of several racetracks that I feel like from last year, it was probably what I was looking forward to most right off the bat, at getting to go for another Xfinity Series championship, knowing that I get to come back to places like Pocono and Bristol and so on, places where we had some get away from us out of our control. But that's racing. I mean, there's plenty of guys that can say that, but when you can come back and actually accomplish your goals, some that have a little bit of motion behind them, is pretty fun.
Chris Knight.
And the ARCA race, Chris. And the ARCA race from 2016. That one sucked, too.
Yeah, but I picked you to win today.
Thank you.
Oh, Chris Knight, CatchNotes.com. I was just wondering, you know, you got 14 more playoff points than your next closest competitor. How important is that going to be come playoff time? And then how do you feel about going to Road America next weekend?
It's important, and I want more. Greedy, as always, as race car driver. Road America, I am so excited about. Just if I wasn't driving that weekend, I'd be going. I think that part of the country has such a passionate, you know, short track racing fan base that a cup race has been absent from that part of the country. So that and Road America is just an awesome place, awesome racetrack. Doing double duty there. My braking foot's going to be worn out, but I don't really care. It's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully we can have some strong runs.
Any other questions for our race winner? No? All right. Well, Austin, congratulations. Cool. Thank you so much, and we wish you the best of luck.
Appreciate it.